Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, June 25th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1253. The United States Surgeon General declared gun violence a public health crisis. In a first-of-its-kind advisory, Dr. Vivek Murthy warned that gun violence poses a serious threat to the health and well-being of our country. The 39-page advisory underscores the physical and mental toll of gun violence and calls on Congress to pass laws to require safe and secure firearm storage, as well as to implement universal background checks, ban assault weapons and large magazines for civilian use, increase mental health care, and regulate the safety of firearms like any other consumer products. Gun violence has now become the leading cause of death among kids and teens, Murthy said. More than 4,600 deaths of people under the age of 19 were caused by gun violence in 2022, and 54% of adults say they or a relative have experienced a firearm-related incident, while nearly 80% of adults report being anxious about the prospect of a mass shooting, and more than a third of adults say they don't go to certain places or events for fear of being shot. About 60% of Americans say they're worried about losing someone they care about to gun violence. Meanwhile, infant deaths in Texas increased by nearly 13% in the wake of its ban on abortion. In the rest of the country, infant mortality increased less than 2% over the same period, according to the new study out of Johns Hopkins University. Texas Senate Bill 8 took effect on September 1, 2021, and prohibits abortions after the detection of a fetal heartbeat, which can occur as early as 5 weeks, and it contains no exceptions for incest, rape, or fetal abnormalities. Before, abortion was allowed up until 20 weeks. The lead researcher on the project said this is pointing to a causal effect of the policy. We didn't see this increase in infant deaths in other states. Adding, these findings suggest that restrictive abortion policies may have important unintended consequences in terms of infant health and the associated trauma to families and medical costs. Moving on, the judge who presided over Trump's election interference trial loosened Trump's gag order. Trump is now free to criticize the witnesses and jurors, but he is prohibited from releasing the identities of the jurors or publicly attacking them by name until after he's sentenced on July 11th. The ruling also left in place part of the order that bars Trump from attacking court staff, individual prosecutors, and family members of any counsel, staff member, the court, or the district attorney. Trump was convicted on all 34 felony counts of orchestrating an illegal conspiracy to influence the 2016 election by falsifying business records, a crime that carries a possible sentence of up to 4 years in prison. He was convicted in New York on May 30th, making him the first ex-president convicted of a crime. And finally, 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists warned that a second Trump term would have a negative impact on the U.S.'s economic standing in the world and a destabilizing effect on the U.S.'s domestic economy. So far, Trump's economic policy includes making his first-term tax cuts permanent, imposing universal 10% tariffs on all imports, setting a tariff rate between 60 and 100% on Chinese goods, and applying pressure to the independent Federal Reserve to cut interest rates. The group of economists wrote, "Many Americans are concerned about inflation, which has come down remarkably fast. There is rightly a worry that Donald Trump will reignite this inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets." That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.